Welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, the latest on shares, markets and investments, now available on your Amazon Alexa.
Hello and welcome to the UK Investor Magazine podcast, now also available on the UK Investor Magazine mobile app. For today's podcast, we're going to be discussing electric vehicles and in particular, one electric vehicle in London, Black Cab. And to do that, we're kindly joined by the founder and CEO of the Dynamo Motor Company, Brendan O'Toole. Brendan, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Good morning, Jonathan. Nice to be here.
We're going to be discussing your business and what you're doing with London Black Cabs. There's been a lot of progress at Dynamo recently, and particularly interesting given the shift towards electric vehicles, and you're at the moment crowdfunding as well on Cedar. So that's something that we will touch on later on in the podcast. But before we get into it, Brendan, would you be able to give us some background on yourself and Dynamo, please?
Yeah, okay. So the road to Dynamo, you could say. So I have a long history as a coach builder. So having left school, I always wanted to work with cars and I always wanted to do the whole thing. I wanted to create something new rather than do repair and just add bits and pieces. I wanted to be a proper coach builder, as would have been the case in the 30s, 40s and 50s. So I put myself through quite an extensive training regime, working with the right places to a point where I could take a car, I could take a drawing, I could take a conversation and I could produce a car. So I honed these skills over a lot of years working with major manufacturers and individuals and race companies, and myself and a bunch of people that work with me, we created probably the top coach building company in the world at one stage, where we could take a drawing on a fag packet and we could produce a car. So artisans for sure. But just having the skill to do something like this or something like that, it's not enough. You also need to have some entrepreneurial spirit about you if you want to create a sustainable company, working with whatever's happening in the world at any one time. So I would say that I've always been looking for what comes next, and probably it's got to be 6-7 years ago, I actually did predict, it might have been in a small bunch of people, but I did predict an EV era. I did see us change into electric sooner, and I thought that the skills that I had and the people that I worked with, I thought we might be perfect for what's coming, because where change comes, so there's a lot of disruption, so there's a lot of lost developments, lost money, etc. So I thought our flexibility, because we're used to doing things quickly, efficiently, finding ways around problems, I thought we might be perfect for this changing world. So I decided to splinter from my normal coach building products, which, although they continued, we set up an electric division here called Dynamo Motor Company. And this is where I've been working for some time now.
Thank you. So, Brendan, I mean, what's it looked like for you during that period? You've obviously outlined the journey there, but would you be able to give us some background and a little bit of detail around, you know, the process that you've gone through from coach building through to producing electric black cabs? And what's it taken for you to get your products to market?
Well, I wanted to jump onto a product that would be noticed around the world and would be a halo product, you could say, something iconic. And Nissan, some years ago, were working on a London black cab, a petrol version. And I remember this was, I think Boris Johnson was involved, because the diesel taxis at the time, they were looking aged, and nice new petrol, nice new Nissan vehicle. Nissan having a history within the black cab trade in London because it supplied engines. It struck me that if I could work on this program, it would ultimately lead to an electric taxi, because Nissan's plan was always to lead with the NV200, which would be taken over by their fully electric platform, the ENV200. And I thought this was a nice way into the sector, working with a large company. So we contacted Nissan. They actually wanted our help because we're specialists and they're a huge organization, which doesn't necessarily know how to work within a niche sector. So they're very happy to work with us. And we did a lot of work. A lot of money was spent, some in total between maybe Nissan. Well, I can't remember. I wouldn't like to disclose how much money Nissan spent on the petrol vehicle because it's confidential. However, they really wanted to do it, but legislation was changing and the vehicle at the time wouldn't have had a very long life, because from 2018 legislation said that the vehicle needed to be able to go 30 miles plus on a battery alone, and this vehicle wouldn't. So that project was cancelled. I spoke to Nissan and I said I absolutely believe in the electric version and it might be more beneficial for us to work as an independent company with all of our skills and experience, but in association with Nissan, so we get what we need from Nissan when we need it, because they're very attentive in that way, but we're able to do it as coach builders because we'll be quicker and we're better. And we will do a more economical job, you could say. So Nissan were happy for us to do that. And we then set about creating an electric version of the world's most iconic vehicle. It's tough because you've got this thing in there called the London Conditions of Fitness. And you've got a vehicle that comes from a manufacturer, which is for another purpose. And you've got to mix that all up and create something that can be licensed and that a taxi driver and the taxi passengers want to use. So very difficult, but we managed to get there and launch the vehicle in 2019, in October.
Indeed, thank you. So there's a few bits there that I want to pick up on, Brendan, but to start with, electric vehicles, when people hear that now, of course, it's a booming market. People think of Tesla, NIO. There's, of course, your more traditional manufacturers starting to bring out more and more electric vehicles. But you're, I believe, the world's only manufacturer of the London Black Cab. But what does the rest of the market look like within electric taxis?
Well, there's always competition in the automotive world, and the taxi market, whether it's electric or otherwise, is no different. So it launched before Dynamo, a company called LEVC, which is owned by Geely of China, launched their their petrol range extended vehicle. So this has got the classic shape. It's an evolution of the TX range that have been on the roads of London for a long time. And of course, it's able to drive on a battery alone, and it's got a range extended small engine so that it can use both types of power. However, when it launched, it was the only vehicle. So yeah, it's a nice vehicle, and it's gone down pretty well with some 4,000 drivers. So But the market needed an alternative. So we were working closely with the Department of Transport, Transport for London, etc., with this vehicle, which although couldn't be developed at the same time because we were waiting for a 40 kilowatt battery version, which is needed for the taxi trade. So we couldn't launch our vehicle until Nissan had upgraded the battery in the donor vehicle that we convert, which they did in 2019. And we were then able to launch ours and offer this fully electric and cheaper version. So we were very keen not to come to market with something that is something like the same. We needed to be different. So I would say we're sort of polar to that, in that, to that degree. And I don't see so many other companies joining this this sector. It's certainly not easy to get into, and it is niche. So niche to a large company is not, is still quite good numbers for a low volume specialist conversion company. So we have the only fully electric London black cab in the world today.
So Brendan, why fully electric and not looking at the hybrid products? Because there's obviously a mix out there on the market. If you're looking at, you know, normal passenger cars out there, there's, you know, a range of different products using electric only and hybrid products. Why have you decided to go for a fully electric solution to the black taxi as opposed to looking at a hybrid option?
I think on technology selection, hybrid was a very good choice 5-6 years ago, but I think with technology moving as fast as it is today and the world embracing the EV era as it has, and the large automotive companies investing in a greener economy, I think fully electric is the right way to go for the taxi trade right now, and indeed on other types of vehicle in other sectors as well. I mean, battery range is increasing all the time. Reliability is good as well. The charging infrastructure is getting better. It's not just in London. We've got 39 rapid charge posts here in Coventry. So we're not the biggest city, but we're looking to, our city's looking to go fully electric as well. For the drivers, it's very economical. Our drivers are telling us that they're driving every day at 3 pence a mile when they can charge at home. So, you know, you can't beat that. And their passengers are saying they're very happy to be driving, taken around to wherever their destination is in a fully electric vehicle. So for the drivers, for the passengers, I think that's, I think fully electric is the way. We think it's future-proof. I think in cities now with their ULEZ, their ultra-low emission zones and their green zones and their clean zones, I think, you know, even some of the range extended hybrid vehicles will soon possibly find some roads closed to them, whereas fully electric won't. So we think this is the right choice for where we are today.
So we obviously touched on there on some of the forces driving the revolution in electric vehicles, but of course that it does come with its challenges. Indeed, you've touched on some there in terms of, you know, lack of charging points in various cities. You know, the infrastructure just isn't there yet. So there is a market for electric vehicle alternatives, you know, looking at hydrogen in particular. I mean, what does that sort of market look like, and what impact do you think that will have on electric vehicles going forward?
I actually like the hydrogen ideas that we see, but it's not for today. So we're a business. We're involved in something that's happening right here, right now. And there is more opportunity than I've seen in my automotive life up until now. So as a business, we need to operate and work on things that matter today. We've got shareholders, seeders, we need to do our best for them today. Where we evolve to is something that will come next and might well involve hydrogen, but today it's electric because there isn't enough hydrogen availability, or there isn't a way to service and manage hydrogen vehicles to the degree that is necessary, whereas the amount of money that is going into electric vehicles and its infrastructure is unprecedented. So that's where we need to be.
So you mentioned there the Seeders campaign, which we'll go into a little bit more detail a little bit later on in the podcast. You've got a target of 2 million, which you're not too far off, and that's something that we'll explore a little bit more. But I just want to pick up on a point there that you mentioned there in terms of the evolution of Dynamo and products that you're going to be bringing out and potential products you're going to be bringing out in the future. But you've got something which is coming up on the very near horizon in a second product that you're going to be launching, I believe, at some point this year. What does that look like?
Well, it's now. So we, like a lot of companies, we struggled during the lockdown and this COVID period. And we had a perfectly good product that we launched into the market, the London black cab market. But as it was locked down, there weren't so much call for it. So we've had to wait out and see things and see that our sales deferred until a later date. So we accelerated our diversification strategy, and this come in the form of a sector that, whilst the taxi market was slow, last mile delivery, people buying at home, was booming. So we looked at that market and we looked at what there was available. And as any entrepreneur will tell you, you want to find things that are not available in order to get additional demand. So we looked, we had this idea, which was don't go long, go up. So if you look on in a very busy city, in a very urban city, the huge amount of long vans that are not able to park in normal parking bays, they're always sticking out, taking up maybe each vehicle, instead of being less than 5 meters, is 5.5 meters. So you add thousands and thousands of vehicles. It's a lot of metal on roads. So we thought that, well, the reason these long vans exist is because they want to put more boxes in to get to do larger rounds when they're delivering things. So we looked at, we reached out to Maxus, who've got a very nice fully electric vehicle with 50 plus kilowatt battery, so it's got a good range. And we asked them, would they work with us so that we could increase the capacity of their vehicle, the cargo capacity, from 4.8 cubic meters to 6, which is an important figure for last mile delivery. And to do this, we've increased the roof by 350 millimeters. And this vehicle is being launched at the commercial vehicle show in Birmingham tomorrow, in fact, or today. Today, in fact. So it's been launched today, 31st of August. And we've got very high hopes for this vehicle, because it's absolutely fully electric and can take a larger cargo to its customers all over the various cities. So we're happy with that. But we shouldn't forget, you know, it's not just last mile delivery. We are super keen in the motability sector. We are very We have this the statement here that we use a lot, dignity and mobility. So taking fully electric vehicles, usually multiple people carriers, so they've got, you know, 7 or 8 seats in them, but we are looking to modify these vehicles so that they can take wheelchairs. So that's another part of our evolutionary story waiting to happen. But whether it's motability, minicabs, camper vans, funeral cars, ice cream vans, all of these niche sectors are looking to go electric, and we will be waiting with solutions.
So that's an interesting point, actually, that I just want to probably pay a little bit more attention to there, Brendan, because it sounds like you started off with a taxi, but really, you know, in what you're doing, there's a high level of diversification already, and the possibilities for further diversification are quite strong. So it sounds like you've listed a number of different types of vehicles there. I mean, is it a case that you, as a business, can really take any form of a vehicle and convert it to electric, to being an electric vehicle, and then you sort of start to move away from being a manufacturer and then taking, you know, problems that are there, you know, in existing cars, existing models, and looking at taking the sort of technology that they have at the moment, which is sort of maybe looking at diesel and petrol, but then converting that to an electric vehicle. Is that the case, and is that where you see Dynamo going in the future?
Well, we'll always start with a fully electric vehicle. Whatever we do, it's always going to be fully electric when it's delivered to us for conversion. So everything that needs to be done as regards how it's powered is in place, but we need to service, you know, large companies need large volumes. So that means there's a whole sway of industry that cannot be reached by a large manufacturer who invests millions or billions into something, and we are there to pick up these pieces. So we look where demand is, and we try to find a solution. But we are always thinking about tomorrow. So we're already working with the Renault-Nissan Alliance on the next generation London Black Cab, because they are very happy to be supporting us with this. It's worked well for both companies. And I would like to find a way, which we're working on right now, of how to develop a black cab in the same vein as we currently have, which is suitable for London, etc. But the UK is quite a big market, and lots of areas in the UK, some 70,000 plus vehicles over the UK, they don't have quite the income that the London taxi drivers have. So we're trying to also figure out how we can create a compliant, fully electric taxi for the whole of the UK, as well as the very established markets, such as London. So that's exciting. That's exciting in itself.
Thank you. Fantastic. So let's now touch on the Cedars campaign. Brendan, how's that going? As I mentioned a little bit earlier on in the podcast, that you're very nearly at your target of 2 million. I mean, there's a few things here that listeners that are potentially interested in investing in Dynamo will be keen to know a little bit about. So, I mean, how's it gone so far? And, I mean, one of the things that people would like to hear about is how the funds are going to be deployed to really drive Dynamo forward once you've completed the fundraise?
Well, I think, like anything, I personally hadn't had any experience with crowdfunding, but we had committed partners in Blue and Mobility Ventures, who we have a lot of synergies with, and they left it to me to choose the type of next round of investment to join with their own £1.5 million that they committed. And I wanted to go to try the crowdfunding, because I want Dynamo to become known within communities, not just business. So, and I think it's possible. And so far, 600 or so people also think the same. But we made a mistake or two here or there with launching the fund in the middle of a summer holiday, which I think with hindsight could have been something better. But we're looking for a big finish now. So there's still 7 or 8 days left. And I think, you know, not only do our investors make a shrewd financial investment, but everyone who invests is doing something towards the environment, because whether opinion might be changed, might be different with everybody, climate change seems pretty real to me. And I think we've got a product which, with a little more explanation as to why we are going to be successful, it is mainly because, as a converter, we are able to take the very best that's out there today. So if tomorrow a manufacturer says this vehicle can do 500 miles on a single charge, we're able to jump on that, do the conversion, and offer it to our customers. So they're always working with the latest and best. Whereas a large manufacturer, they have to commit millions of pounds, they're going to stay in something for a long time. But with things changing so much, I think that our flexibility is really key. So we select a product, we select a sector, we select a product, and we develop it quickly, and we get into it quickly, knowing that that vehicle might only be usable for 2 or 3 years before something else takes its place. But we're able to do that. And I think that's why we are going to have such an impact and add to the EV adoption. We're gonna really put something into that. So that's why I wanted to get into crowdfunding, and why I think crowdfunding, the investors in there, now that they will hear this, we'll see why we think we'll be successful on there, and give them a good return on their money whilst giving them a good feeling about doing something for everybody around them.
Indeed. And good luck with that, Brendan, in the future. But just to finish off now, people will be very interested to hear, because obviously you're very fast growing in your business. You have lots of opportunities on the horizon that we've touched on. But where do you see, if you could highlight a few potential milestones for Dynamo in the future, I mean, where do you see the company going? You know, highlight some of the key points people should keep an eye out for, and maybe a couple of points on the overall automotive sector going forward, and where you'd fit into that.
Well, I think for sure we shall continue with our diversification and expansion strategy. This round was to build momentum, because we had been disrupted throughout the COVID period. The next round, and there will be a follow-on investment round after this, the next round, which will be a much bigger round, will be to help with the development and launch of vehicles that will take us to the next level. So we see 3 very obvious directions: to continue with the London Black Cab, and develop to build out the vehicles that we're building, that we're currently doing, and to move to the next generation, which I must say has got some very nice attributes that will make it even more desirable. We want to do more for wheelchair accessibility and motability, and we think we may have found a nice niche with our Don't Go Long, Go Up strategy for last mile delivery vans. So all 3 of these we will be pushing and promoting, and working and making relationships with some of the world's biggest motor organizations to create demand, build our brand, and then ultimately we see that we may take the company through an IPO. So plenty of interesting things happening, plenty of scope for returns on investments. And we are a UK company, although we've had a lot of overseas attention. London is very admired around the world for its transport policy, and we see that being copied or look to be copied around the world. So we will keep an eye on what the rest of the world can mean to Dynamo, but we'll concentrate for now on our homework, our home market, because it's a big one. And finally, we shall continue to build on our sales. We've got over 200 people today who are driving around all over the UK in a Dynamo London black cab. So we're very proud of that, and we're very happy that we're serving these customers, and these customers are serving the public and taking them around in fully electric vehicles.
Indeed, indeed. Sounds like a very exciting future for Dynamo there. So Brendan, thank you very much for joining us today. Just a note for anybody listening, if you'd like to find out a little bit more about the crowdfunding campaign and indeed the Dynamo Motor Company, please do check out the notes to this podcast, where there'll be a link through to the Seeders crowdfunding page, as well as Dynamo's website. We'll be able to find out some more information there. So Brendan, thank you much for being on the podcast today.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you as well.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the UK Investor Magazine podcast. Please do share the podcast, and we really value any reviews and comments you leave us in your chosen podcast player. The views presented by the hosts and guests of the UK Investor Magazine podcast are in no way investment advice, and please remember, all investment involves risk.